From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. July 2nd is the arraignment for a man accused in a home invasion robbery in southern Humboldt. Franklin Molina allegedly robbed, kidnapped, assaulted, and imprisoned a man at his property about 40 miles outside Garberville. The man's 23-year-old daughter was in the home at the time as well. The victim says he thinks a man who pulled off the heist with Molina may have worked for him in a marijuana growing operation a few months before the incident. It took place December 21st. Two men with ski masks first knocked and then came barging through the front door with semi-automatic pistols. They allegedly stole thousands of dollars along with the victim's SUV and some weapons. Another phone scam targeting Humboldt County residents, leaving one victim out over $1,800. The victim told the sheriff's office she got a call from someone claiming to be with the Texas Department of Justice with a matching caller ID on her phone. Scammer telling the victim she was in trouble with the Social Security Department due to someone registering 25 houses in her name in Texas, which she never claimed on her taxes. The scammers also went on to say that in one of those houses, they found 25 pounds of narcotics. The scammer claimed that if the victim hung up the phone, she would be arrested and sent to prison. The scammers then reportedly told the victim that in order to rectify the situation, she would need to go to purchase 3 Target gift cards and read the card numbers to the scammers. The victim was instructed to not answer any other phone calls or talk to anyone about the call. The Mateel Community Center plans to put on a show to replace the canceled Reggae on the River. First, the town has to determine its legal standing with High Times, which last year entered into a 6-year contract with Mateel to put on the reggae show. Officials plan to run through the contract to see if there's a breach of contract happening on High Times' behalf. High Times told Mateel just this week that this year's show wasn't happening. Eureka City Council loosening its grip on panhandling after a court ruled the ordinance is unconstitutional. A local attorney filed suit against the city 2 years ago, making just that claim. City officials say the new ordinance being introduced addresses solicitation as a whole and doesn't single out panhandling and make it illegal. Lost Coast Outpost reports the new measure is less restrictive about where solicitation activities can occur. The section of the previous ordinance that prohibited solicitation in places where people were a captive audience, like buses, bus stops, or gas stations, has been removed. But solicitation is still prohibited at ATMs and within 15 feet of the entrance to a bank or a credit union. The new ordinance still prohibits solicitation near driveways leading to shopping centers and other public venues. With News, I'm Peter Killeen.